keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6400.
Yeah, we're coming back. And welcome back. We have Greg Ford here. Greg, I want you to tell us the whole story about your interactions with Nancy Pelosi and your attempts also with a Senator Feinstein here in California. You said these two were big problems for you dealing with your case, which you filed in federal court. What's the story?
Okay, back in the dream time, yeah, when I came back from Iraq, and of course, you can imagine my state of mind, you know, being strapped to a stretcher, being renditioned, being treated with MK-Ultra drugs, what kind of mindset I was in. Okay, so I was in no mood to, first of all, deal with an all-hail good fellow, well-met from attitude from John McCain, and who gave me everybody had to do their fair share when I gave him a complete letter registered of what happened in Iraq, what was going on at that moment in Abu Ghraib prison. And, right. Of course, the response was, well, everybody has to do their fair share. You know, and he stated that he was no stranger to being tortured by the enemy. So,
right.
And then I spoke to Dianne Feinstein, it was very clear that Dianne Feinstein didn't want to be bothered or didn't want to be disturbed by any reports from about war crimes coming about U.S. forces dealing with somebody that we were supposed to be just investigating for weapons of mass destruction, let alone using state-sponsored torture as a tool for dealing with
international. And by the way, there's a number of people that around Trump, including the new CIA director who was involved, was actually part of the cover-up of this issue, wasn't she?
Yeah, Gina Haspel, yes.
Right. But you see her kind of disappear into the background because you understand that previous CIA people, to be ever the deep state, which is basically intel agents, like Clapper and Brennan and these other ones, they think they're the real government. They think it's a farce that we elect officials, don't they?
Oh.
Right?
I'm sorry.
I said these agents think that you've got it turned up loud, I hope, Thomas. I think they think it's a farce that we have people that we elect into positions of office like Trump or senators and congresspeople who actually represent the people.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, what did Nancy Pelosi say to you when you asked her? Because you were, how long ago was your case filed in the Supreme Court, and what was her response?
Okay, yes. By the way, I need to speak to the audience about Ray McGovern and Gina Haspel. Look up Ray McGovern, okay? Since Ray McGovern is a brother in arms, I call him a brother in arms as he refers to me, okay? And at the confirmation hearings of Gina Haspel for CIA director, it was Ray McGovern who said, "No way, no how." Quote, and this is a quote from Ray McGovern: "You lying bitch, you're not going to destroy this country any more than you did during the CIA operation in Iraq."
Right. Now, she was directly involved with that cover up of that CIA operation, wasn't she?
Yes, absolutely, in every sense of the word.
And why would Trump, under his advisors, put her as a CIA director?
I can't even imagine how that happened.
Well, you don't have to actually speculate too far to understand the people around Trump are advising him to do really bad things, including the pardons of these guys, which I went over very in detail with John W. Spring, some details that John knows that I didn't know. And that video was put up there a couple of days ago. Now, I know there's an alternative that they've over-lawyered up on the battlefield and they're driving these guys crazy. But you can get some happy medium here where you can still engage in the battlefield and you don't torture or kill people or rendition them, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah.
Now, you know, part of the problem with Ray McGovern, as I pointed out, I was giving a speech at Columbia, and Ray McGovern, I didn't even know he was there, and he steps up to the podium and says, "Look, brother, here's what is going on. I know that there was a CIA uplink that was taking information in Samarra, the city of Samarra, and sending it up to the CIA, and was taking information on al-Baghdadi." Okay. Yeah, Mr.
Right.
Baghdadi. All right. That's why Mr. Baghdadi, who just was killed last week, okay, that's why that information was, why he was there and sending that information to the CIA on the CIA uplink. Okay, the uplink transmitter was there. And Ray
right.
McGovern confirmed that. He was the first to confirm that.
Yeah, but you remember, I don't know if it's actually Baghdadi or Baghdadi-ish, just like Saddam-ish. The wife walked into Saddam Hussein's prison, identified that the man they had there was 6 inches shorter than her husband and had crooked teeth rather than the straight teeth of Saddam. People need to realize Saddam was recruited by George Bush Sr. at the Ba'ath Party in Baghdad years ago. He was actually CIA to Saddam Hussein. People don't know that about Tim Osborne, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, who died in a dialysis unit in a French hospital in the Middle East back 2 months before 9/11. He wasn't renditioned or killed by American special forces they keep on having on Fox News to lie to the people. Because Fox isn't any better, to be honest with you. They just have different quality lies. Just like Tucker Carlson, who's good on a lot of issues, doesn't say the fact that 9/11 was not caused by Saudi Arabia. The buildings were not brought down by buildings hit by aircraft. It was brought down by controlled demolitions inside the building with micro-nukes, RDX, and an explosive cord. Okay? So, anybody who wants to believe otherwise is a moron. It's not open to opinion, by the way. In my experience with even trying to do testing, I got threatened even 4 years ago that the State Department told the lab in Tokyo, we're not even allowed to talk to you, Deagle, let alone doing the test with neutron spectroscopy. So I don't have any patience for people to think, well, that's just your opinion, Deagle. They need to shut up and listen. Oklahoma City was a 9/11, was an inside job, and so was 9/11. And these things with renditions are being covered now by the current CIA director, appointed by Donald J. Trump. And by the way, Trump is screwing up on a bunch of issues. Yes, he's improved the economy. Yes, he talks about building the wall. But he's not dealing with other issues, like the Chinese here, the stealing patents. He's not dealing with things like our open drug cartels that are coming in, because there's only one drug cartel. We talked about this on Sunday. And the Fast and Furious that Barack Obama did, giving them unregistered guns and advanced weapons, was part of our program, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
And people, that's just your opinion, Deagle. I said, you know what? If you think you have the intellectual cojones, men or women, call into my show live. And I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection. You're not very nice, Deagle. I said, why are you delusional and think that Deagle's nice? This is combat radio. This is shockucation radio. This is not nice coast-to-coast listen to somebody monologue. Damn it. I'm sick and tired of people thinking that there's alternative viewpoints in this. There isn't. When you get someone like yourself and myself, or I get Cody Snodgrass, who's recovering from pneumonia now, poor old Cody, I'll be getting some stuff to help him. Well, we have the situation where this is the end game, and people want to just say, well, the population's just going to roll over. No, they're not. They're just going to reach a point at which they finally decide they have no more gasoline in their car, they can't buy an electric vehicle, they have no more gasoline to their backup generator so they can use their pump and their well to make their house not burn down. And we have utilities getting away from murder and banks saying they're not going to pay their so they can plant a crop for 2020 in Chile and Argentina. Do you think the population is not going to revolt? You're delusional, aren't you, out there? The population's reached their limit, haven't they?
They're actually reaching it right now, by the way.
Exactly. This year, by the way, there's a prophecy talking about this. We talked about this in the first hour, but I believe this next year, as we're heading to 2020, October 1 next year is a world ID. That means the biometric world ID, which I've been talking about, and I had inside technical classified information 20 years ago, plus 25 years ago when I worked at Retriever Air Force Base. I know about the Mark of the Beast and the Matrix. There's not one individual on Earth that publicly talks about this and knows more and releases it, including to Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel 20 years ago. And people say, well, that's your opinion. And I say, you know what? My life experiences and firsthand knowledge are not open to your damned opinion. Please continue.
Okay. You know, before the show, we spoke about three women that are pivotal. Pivotal towards, first of all, the 9/11 attacks.
Right.
The first one, you have to have her on the show. If she will come on the show, you'll have to have her on the show. And she is credited beyond description.
Right.
Her name is Susan Lindauer. Okay.
Yeah, you're giving me all these contacts. We'll bring her on either with or without you, and we can do videos as well. Because this is going to get out one way or the other, isn't it?
Okay, yes. Well, Susan
tell us all about Susan Lindauer. What's her story?
Okay, Susan Lindauer, you don't know anybody quite like her. She was the CIA representative to Saddam Hussein, Iraq, and she actually attempted to sound the alarm on 9/11. And when she wasn't heard, the next thing you know, within 24 hours, she was actually visited by the FBI. They took her into custody, and they threw her into a military prison for a year.
Really?
Okay, yes.
And this is like right before 9/11, because she knew it was going to happen, right?
Absolutely. Might sound familiar for anybody who's heard my story. Mm. Yes. Might sound very familiar.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And the reason why I know about Susan Lindauer is that she was ended up being roommates with a very good friend of mine, who is the world's foremost expert on 9/11, and that is Barbara Honegger. Okay.
Right.
H-O-N-N-E-G-E-R. Barbara Honegger.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Who I just gave a sworn statement to for the attacks on 9/11. All right. So.
And by the way, if we don't solve 9/11, that means stop blathering over in Fox, etc., and I call it the Criminal News Network or MSLSD. If we don't have the president wakes up and he made comments 2 days after 9/11 that they had to be demolished, they couldn't have aircraft knock them down. But Trump right now is lying. He's not telling the truth or even raising good questions, is he?
Isn't he the one who said, the presidential candidate who said that he knew who brought down 9/11, who was responsible, the World Trade Center, and if he was elected president, he would come out and make the announcement, the official announcement,
right,
who was responsible. I'm sorry,
right.
My TV set must be broken, or my radio set must be broken, because I haven't heard anything coming out of Washington or Donald Trump concerning that issue where 3,000 Americans were slaughtered on the sidewalks of New York.
Well, I'm still the doctor for people that were firefighters and fire captains and others. I'm still their doctor. And do you know that not only 3,000 died on that day, 75,000 have died prematurely, and another half a million to a third of a million are in the process of having premature serious disease caused by the toxins and heavy metals released from the World Trade Center when it was exploded and demolished, because more than 45% of the building material was turned to an atomic vapor. Okay? So people say, that's just your damned opinion. I'm still the doctor for people still suffering and dying for 9/11. I'm their doctor still today.
Well, I certainly won't deny
right, but that. I want people on there. So I'm going to get these ladies on. Okay, who's the third person you want to mention?
Okay. Barbara Honegger, and I would like to bring on my boss in Iraq, who made a critical review of my book, General Brigadier General Janice Karpinski.
Didn't she? Isn't she also listed in the book too?
She did the critical. Yes, she's in the book, and she did the critical review of my book of the original transcript.
Wow! No wonder you're selling so many books. And this book is called Midnight in Samara, and I think the one you're going to bring out next year is called Copper Green, and of course it deals with renditions, right? Because people have to understand, those renditions aren't just overseas. How many civil detention beds do you think they've made in America if they want to open up their civil detention camps for Americans? Do you have any idea, ballpark, well, how many people they could put into civil detention camp even if they don't execute them?
In the Southwest, U.S., several camps. Okay, I can.
The total is somewhere between 30 and 20 million could be actually put in civil detention right now. And they have altered basically even cattle cars. And I've actually took care of the guys who were welding in Portland, the cattle cars for one of the welding companies for rail cars, to make sure they have proper way of transporting, not by plane or train or bus, but in cattle cars shackled into them. Right?
Yeah, I'm almost speechless as you're saying this, because and this was in progress at least 5 years ago.
Right.
The process.
But you know how I knew that? I actually, when I flew into Portland back in 1999, I prophesied, and two of the welders stood up in the audience.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Well, that's near and dear to my heart. Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're coming back live, so here's the situation. I want people to watch part 1, 2, and 3 of our videos we've done. I want them to go back to listen to these shows, and I want people to understand when they're listening to the NutriMedical Report, the first hour I have the most advanced anti-aging and other technology. You're not going to get better elsewhere. Please do not think I can second-guess Deagle and get something that sounds good. Number two, you get free starter protocols. Nobody else in telemedicine is providing free protocols. I do. And I will train any health professional right up to a grandma without qualifications free, but I will charge for my time at $150 per half hour to review records and provide protocols and integrate it with clinics around the world. The second thing is with information, and you probably know this, Greg, I know you've interacted with generals and military personnel and people working over the Middle East. I had above top secret clearance 25 years ago, and I've dealt with a lot of intel people, but God's given me also supernatural abilities. And the reason I want people to understand this, I'm not going to tolerate people thinking it's game over and we're at the end and we're just going to read documents. We're not going to do that. We're going to have a dialogue. We're going to wake up the public to realize this is the end game. When the banks have decided this year they're going to cut off funds to plant crops for 2020, when they want to put in 5G network grids, just a mind control system, not just Amazon. I'm watching Silicon Valley where they're doing data mining. They want a data mine because I was the doctor for the Virtual World Project back in the mid-90s, and I can tell you, if you don't think that the promise software and everything they're doing is to create the matrix, you're an idiot. And this isn't open to your damned opinion, because if you disagree with me, have the balls to call into the show live or talk to me afterward, and I'm going to teach you a lesson, and it's going to be what's called an intellectual vivisection. I'm going to take out intellectual bone separators, lasers, and intellectual scalpels, and it's going to hurt. Because if you want to cling to ideas that are going to cause lethality to yourself or their fellow citizens on Earth, either physically or spiritually, you're going to suffer the effects of Deagle. Okay? I'm not going to put up with it. Because I want you, and if you can prove to me something you know that I don't, please do it. If you're grade 5 and you have an experience and need to tell me about that has personal experience, logic, and evidence, I want to know it. I want to be taught. But you can't just do it a hominem attack. You need to shut up, Deagle, and don't be so rude. Let your guests talk. You need to shut up and listen because our nation and our world and the human race is about to die. We're at the point where we could have thermonuclear war. This last week, Iran said they're going to enrich uranium to weapons grade. Israel, at the same time as the Kurds were left by moron Trump, so they can't even have passports to cross from Iraq into Syria with Bashar al-Assad, who's made an ally now with them. They're going to be slaughtered, okay, genocided, and it puts Israel in grave danger. And Israel now saying, and I have this from my sources, including classified, they're now getting ready to bomb the hell out of the Bashar reactor built by the Russians in western Iran. Oh, my God, that means we could have a thermonuclear attack on our cities any day, tonight, next week. And if you don't think they're just going to release nuclear weapons, they might hit our power grid, they might release bioweapons, they might hack into our all kinds of stuff, our air traffic controllers, you can't fly anywhere. You can't understand what's going on, people. And if you just listen to one person read his documents and says, game's over, you need to understand, I know everything. It's disgusting and scary as hell. But we can resist and we can stop. In fact, if only 5% of the American population, just like the initial people that revolted against the British, stand up and don't take it anymore like the movie Matrix, like where they basically said, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore and throw the TV out the window. Guess what? Game's over for Adam Schiff and the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans and the globalist satanic Druidic horde and the Catholic Church and the Council of Churches and the United Nations and the Eighth Kingdom. It's over. And God is not only going to do it, he's going to work through us. And we have to be fearless truth warriors or we're going to die. Not just personally, our nation is going to die and the human race will die. That's what's up, isn't it? So, Greg, let's get into these things. Your response, what did Nancy Pelosi say to you when you wanted help?
Okay. And so I'd had enough, of course, with John McCain. and you know, just a bunch of nonsense there.
Oh yeah, and he's a maniac. I call him John McInsane.
Sorry, don't make me laugh while I'm trying to be serious here.
Yeah, I know. You gotta laugh a little bit because people think this is all just humor. Sometimes gets through to people that want to argue with you, right?
And Dianne Feinstein, of course, who didn't want to have her husband, you know, endanger her husband's business of making $600 million every year while Iraq was in full tilt. And then I said, okay, the last one I have a chance with was Nancy Pelosi. I contacted her office and I actually sent a copy of the legal complaint. Yeah, you know, my complaint initially from the 6th District, 9th District, and then to the Supreme Court. And I get this twerp, okay, just a twerp named Alex Lazar. He was her head analyst and office manager, Gopher.
Right.
Okay.
Gopher guy, right?
Exactly. And so Alex calls me. And he has a nerve. He says, first of all, who do you think you are contacting Nancy Pelosi? And I said, well, first of all, she is the representative of this district of San Francisco, and I want her to know that it's this her district. Okay, the 23rd Military Intelligence Unit is committing war crimes. From her district, they're committing the most egregious, atrocious war crimes that America has ever seen, and they're in her district. And I filed war crimes charges, okay, with first of all, the military, the Pentagon, and also the court system, the civilian court system. And he said that, and I said, that's who I think I am. And he said, well, look, we are not going to exposed Miss Pelosi to any of this business, all right? And I said, well, what do you mean expose her? Because it is in the news. Everybody in America knows what the war crimes that are being committed at Abu Ghraib in Iraq are all about, and they know what a disaster is. I mean, we're seeing the rise of a group called ISIS as we speak.
By the way, ISIS was created by us. I use the sarcastic term terrorists or us. I got intel agents sent me pictures years ago. The John McInsane in a town near Amman, Jordan, where we gave satellite phones and weapons to ISIS because we created them. Please continue.
And we won't forget, by the way, the intelligence spy ship Liberty, the U.S. Navy spy ship Liberty, and the McCain family, okay? And, of course, Lyndon Johnson. We won't forget Lyndon Johnson and all of that.
Well, Lyndon Johnson was involved with a plan the nights before to kill John F. Kennedy, along with the Israeli Mossad, the mob, and inside the intel agencies, it's all decided a cabal to actually terminate Kennedy. And I got the initial pathology report, which showed very clearly that the guy in the book depository was not the guy they said they killed him from the book depository. They were ground-level shots fired at least two or three different angles at a level plateau to the vehicle. These people are liars. I have the original pathology before it got classified, okay? Game over, people. Please continue.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was all tertiary triangulation.
Right.
Okay? That's what that's called.
I'm a forensic pathologist, too, by the way. All of my skill sets. I have forensic legal pathologist for court.
Please continue. The way, My initial training was in Dade County, Florida, and that was under the auspices of Joe Davis.
Right.
Okay. The lead forensic pathologist in that case.
Yeah. So, okay. Please continue. So these characters. Okay. So who else tried to block you in your ability to get out to the media? And of course, when do you think your trial's going to come up?
So I said, look, I said right now, Nancy Pelosi is being roasted, okay, on national television because of the Abu Ghraib business, state-sponsored torture, okay? He said, I don't care what you think. I don't care if you have a court case with the Supreme Court. Here's what I'm going to do. As soon as I hang up, I'm going to shred all the documentation that you sent us, And there's going to be no mention to Nancy Pelosi that you ever contacted this office.
Whoa.
Okay. And 3 days later, Nancy Pelosi gets on national television and looks the camera right in the eye and says, I swear I did not know anything about any torture or intelligence or torturing.
What a monster she is, isn't she?
Absolutely.
She's not a third-rate politician. She's a first-rate witch and monster. It doesn't matter if she's male or female. This is a very evil person, isn't she? She's like the other side, you know, of Hillary Rodham Clinton, the highest-level female warlock, which people have to understand. Nancy Pelosi, I call her Pelosi, is a very evil, self-centered, demonically energized person, isn't she?
Reptilian. Both are reptilian. Okay.
Right.
And both use the old, to make sure how they operate in politics is they make sure that the element of control is brought in to eat both of them. They're both guilty. Both Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi are both responsible for the pedophile issue in politics. They're both right up to their eyeballs with this. Okay, both of them. And also, the issue of being elected. You're not elected unless you're controllable. This is the first byline of all politics. Is unless you're controllable, they're not going to have some rogue element come into their office and start actually changing things and moving things around and, quote, draining the swamp, okay?
Right.
And that's why. And so they have to have – all politicians have to be screened, usually by the Mossad, the Israeli Secret Intelligence Agency. They have to be screened.
Yeah, the Mossad is just acting as an arm of the SAD. The Special Activity Division of the CIA. And people, I want to insert this so I hear your comments.
And then,
it was Presidential Directive 51 that George Bush put in place. It added additional powers. The SAD manages the State of Israel, not by Netanyahu and their local prior government, and also the State of Saudi Arabia. The Sunni Arab states in the Middle East are run by SAD. The drug cartel, both human trade and organ trade and drug trade worldwide, is run by SAD. And in connection with the MI5 and MI6, the British, that's what runs the drug trade, the human trade, the organ trade, and the states of It's a Real Hell, I call it, and the state of Saudi Arabia with the crypto Jews that are the Saud family that moved from Basra, Iraq in 1830. People need to understand this, right?
Yes, I do, and I will second that. And I will certainly take that issue, okay, with anyone who says that's not the way it is. Okay, that is the way it is. And by the way, you forgot to mention Jeffrey Epstein, okay?
Oh, Agent Epstein. I always put agent before it. Don't just say Jeffrey. Agent Jeffrey Epstein. Agent.
Yes, who, by the way, did have a Saudi Arabian passport, okay? And also on the issue of AIPAC, okay? If everyone knows what acronym that is, okay?
If you don't kiss the butt of AIPAC, you're not going to get into congressional or senatorial seat, and you sure as hell aren't going to function as a president, are you?
And the issue with AIPAC is they take American money and turn right around, and they funnel it back to the political process to American politicians running for office. So they control the taps, okay, the hot water taps on that issue.
And by the way, they're not doing it in the best interest of the people of Israel. There's a lot of citizens there. A lot of them are former Russian citizens, or even a quarter of them are American citizens. They're not doing things to protect those people from dying if they start a chemical, biological, thermonuclear war with Hezbollah, Turkey, Russia, or Iran. They're not protecting even the people of Israel, are they?
No, to say the least. I don't know. In fact, they don't have any obligation or sense of obligation to those people, their own people, okay, in the state of Israel. They don't have any obligation to protect them, or and especially if they don't get a cooperation from any of their own people, that's when all hell breaks loose.
Well, what they are, they think of AIPAC as a wrench of the globalist New World Order, just like they talk about Zionism. I talked to David Dees earlier. He talks about Zionism. No. The word Zionism is just a term to make sure we hate people that have the Jewish heritage, because Jews, right, 1,300 years in Babylon, became wizards. But the Jewish people are persecuted because they're people of the book. I'm not anti-Semitic. I have Semitic blood. But I'm going to tell you, they're setting them out to be a target, aren't they?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemix that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I'm sorry.
And welcome back. So you did a little bit of a soapbox here when the break. I want you to get back in your soapbox and reread that if you can. Greg, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just mentioning what the situation was in terms of what I know from when I was actually assigned and working in the former workers' paradise of the Soviet Union. And I was actually on the Crimean Peninsula of Sevastopol, and where I got to meet my former counterparts. You know, these are the counterparts that have been trained for years on how to counteract American intelligence issues, assets, and how to penetrate our own political systems.
Right.
Okay, and use our own political systems against us. And by the way, I was under the impression, you know, that the Russians really had no idea what they were doing with computers, and had no idea how to work computers, and especially when it came to issues of like battlefield combat, IPB, intelligence preparation of a battlefield, war theaters, G2 operations, S2 operations. I was told they didn't have any idea. Everybody, you better think again.
The best hackers in the world are the Russians. The second
absolutely
best,
in every sense of the word. And
yeah.
And that, by the way, that this came up last night. I was contacted last night, and of all things, one of my ideas that I had was back in the dream time is something that is actually in the patent books right now, and it's called CSD, okay, computer security device, CSD, okay. It's a whole line of systems that are designed to protect intrusion, hacking, and intrusion. And if you don't think, oh, that's boring or uninteresting, better think again, because it's here. And virtually, I found out as of last night, I found out that virtually everyone in America, everyone in the sound of this radio show,
right,
and then some, 200 million people have had intrusion into their personal lives, into their personal finances, and actually lost money. They might not know it yet, but you have lost a lot of money. I'll be the first to admit I probably have lost a lot of money. Okay, and right now, as of last night, I was told, there is no way of stopping what these former Eastern European hackers have brought to the fore in terms of getting into your life and controlling your government, okay, your military, your finances, your health care. They have hacked into your health care. They know everything there is to know about you, and it's mainly because our government and our corporate entities, okay, and that includes the big ones, all right, the big
right
entities, okay, everybody knows who they are, have allowed them, passively allowed the penetration of your
all by design. I mean, and when I saw the little blurb on the first episode of Silicon Valley, which I watched in the last few days, it's exactly what the guy said that invented their distributed internet system. It's not based on giant things like Facebook, Twitter, and Google, etc. These are just tentacles of the beast. They're tentacles of the virtual world project that has a model of everybody in the first and second world in cyberspace with a vertical tolerance along with horizontal tolerance to 1 to 1.5 centimeters of every building, roadway, and window on Earth in every building. People don't know this, do they?
No, of course not.
No, yeah. And they think we're making it up. Oh, you're making that up, Deagle. And I said, you know what? You need to listen. You need to pray, you need to cry, and you need to take action. And don't think, oh, well, they can't be defeated. Yeah, if only a small percentage of people, military, police, personnel, will ever just resist them, game's over. If they think they're going to turn off your power, take away your ability to have meat in your food, get rid of so-called fossil fuels, force you to be vaccinated, which includes the chances of getting cancer or making you infertile, they have vaccines for infertility. They had it when I had contacted the doctors of the Catholic Association in Kenya. And I got the same documents in 1997 when I traveled to Zurich, Switzerland, to the Human Life International. And they had already made through the World Health Organization a vaccine to make the trophoblast antibodies to attack the placenta in the first stage. So if you got pregnant, your immune system would attack the placenta, so it would kill it. Now, the Catholic Doctors Association were smart enough in Kenya a few years ago to actually discover this, and they had already vaccinated 2.6 million African women in Kenya alone to this vaccine. So if you don't think this is the agenda, you're an idiot, and you're going to die. or suffer first before you die. It's not open to opinion. Oh, well, I have my opinion. No, no. You can take your opinion and stick it, like I used to say to when I got my draft card in grade 10 back in the late 60s. You can stick it where the monkey stuck the peanut. How's that?
Yeah. Or make a porthole out of your belly button.
Yeah, you can insert it rectally, you know, along with your head up your rectum. If you're that stupid, you believe this stuff. You know, people say, well, why are you still around, Diggle? How come they haven't killed you? Because I'm not exactly Mr. Nice. Mr. Nices are dead. There's a lot of nice doctors and nice people that work in the government that are dead. I'm not exactly Mr. Guy. You push around, you think you're going to get away with it. Whether you think you're going to do a monologue on my show, or you're going to shut me up or say, stop making comments, let my guest talk. Yeah, I got a comment by Pistol Pete. Okay, Pistol Pete, okay, he's here. That's his little pseudonym. He said, I really love your show, but you got to let your guest talk. Yeah, but we got to back up what the guests say so you can understand this is not just somebody's monologue opinion. It's like serious end-of-the-world kind of crap going on here. This is not a joke, whether it's healthcare issues. Look at Mr. Buttigieg, who wants to not give you totalitarian control. They just don't want to have Medicare for all. If you think they're not going to force vaccinate you like the crazy state of California or do end-of-life care to kill you, you're delusional. I saw it in Canada firsthand. They killed both my parents because they were in Canada in the end stages of their life. I don't have any patients anymore. It's gone. And if you think you have an alternate opinion, please come into my cage match and I'm going to beat you up. It's going to be very unpleasant. If you think I'm going to be nice, you're an idiot. Why would I be nice when you're going to kill me and my family or my fellow American or world citizens of Earth? I don't care what skin color you are. I'm not a racist. But what I see happening, the balkanization of the left, the insanity of the right and the left toward totalitarian control, this is the end of the world right now. We're facing it literally in the next weeks and months, not decades away. We're months and years away from the end of the world, aren't we?
Months.
God help us, man. And people say, well, why are you so strident? I said, you know what? If my voice is silenced because I die or they take me off air, realize it's the end of the world. If this happens, let me tell you, we still have a time to talk to the people. But you know what? If I had these comments in a radio station in Canada, because I did have a show up there when I was there for a while, my co-host got fired and they took my show off to Canadian broadcasting across the country on CTV radio back in the early 2000s, and I was there going back for a few years, visit my mom before she died in 2007. They took my show off the air, although it was right from one side to the other side of Canada. Do you know that? And if I said these things today, I'd be put in jail and or executed, or both. All right? If you think Canada's such a nice place, you're a fool. It's not. And the people are getting gutsy now. You think they're taking away the guns from the people in rural Canada? You're delusional. They're armed to the teeth, and they know what's coming, don't they?
Boy, they do.
Yeah. Canadians are not passive. They're just a little quieter than Americans. People like me got a big mouth. We want to warn the other side. You, Mr. Swalwell, want to take our guns and beat O'Rourke? We'll give it back to you like Charlton Heston did before he died. He says, you'll not take this gun in my cold, dead hand. I'll give you back my gun one bullet at a time. Or I'll use scalar weapons you won't see coming. There won't be any pop sound, but you'll melt inside your own skin. Duh, Dr. Deagle, that's not nice. Why would I be nice when somebody's trying to kill me and my family or enslave me or sending me off to a civil detention camp for brain chips or mind control? Why would I? Why would I passively put up with that crap? Why? Right? And people say, oh, that can't happen. I said, you know what? You went to a rendition. I have military officers I worked for 40 years and going right back to Vietnam and Korea. I know what the hell's going on, and it scares the hell out of me. But I'm brave enough to say the truth, and so are you. Please continue.
I was just going to say, first of all, I'm looking at a very interesting picture of a Mexican family crawling over a section of the wall. Okay, and right. The reason why that's important is it was the section of the wall that I did the intelligence preparation of that of right. This construction site of, okay?
Right.
And that material in the wall that I'm looking at is actually material taken from the landing mats in Vietnam. So So this,
yeah, you're just talking about the old nets and so on, and they just took those things, transported them back on ships, and then just erected those nets as part of the wall. It's just basically a wire mesh that was just put up as the so-called wall, wasn't it?
Oh, well, this was landing net.
Right, that's what I mean.
Say C-130 could come in and land on it, and these are interlocking mats. You know, the solid, they're not mesh, but they're steel mesh.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. You're talking about a different type, but I know the other ones were done there, too. They were brought over. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. And why, you know, we dumped, you know, hundreds of thousands of pieces of expensive military equipment into the ocean, but why we took this mat up and loaded it up and shipped it home and then kept it at Edwards Air Force Base for years before they used it on this project, I don't know. And this is, by the way, this wall I'm looking at is the wall that Donald Trump was talking about that wants to charge us billions of dollars to do, okay? And this wall is what was put up. I know I provided the medical support, and I did the intelligence preparation for this wall to be constructed. And that's what I'm looking at right now. So.
With the vertical struts, is that what you're talking about, the vertical strut wall that he has right now?
Right. Well, this is actually the wall we put up, and we actually we dug the struts, we emplaced the struts, and the problem was is that as we were digging through the ground, there were so many people that had been killed in this area that the drill bits, The pneumatic drill bits that were used to sink the holes were actually digging up and excavating human bones.
Oh, my.
Yes.
So you were down across the border doing all this stuff, too, yourself, right?
This was at Calexico, exactly at Calexico and Jacumba, okay?
That's in Texas, right, Calexico?
No, this is California and Mexico. It's a little town, right? Okay.
I know where that is now. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, we actually, and this wall is part of the same wall that extended out into the Pacific Ocean, 25 yards.
Well, you know, they don't want to talk about the reason why there's a wall. I mean, the reason why is because the drug cartels work with our SAD. The narco states run a lot of towns and cities, and when they run them, they run the ambulance, the hospitals, the schools, everything. If you're on their side, you're okay. If you're not, you're beheaded and hung upside down after they got you on an overpass. And that's why we have this hug campaign by the current leader of Mexico, because he doesn't want to try to come against the drug cartels. They run a lot of the narco cities and states inside Mexico and Central America. People know this. The same craziness is going on in Afghanistan. We made deals because the Army Corps engineers went in the 50s and actually made dry land for them and go wet and had they could grow their own food. And after we brought in the Taliban that destroyed the dry land, the irrigation systems, while they were in war with Russia, guess what? They went back to opium. And since we've been back in Afghanistan, the opium crop's gone up like 4,000%, right?
Yes, certainly.
Yeah. That's called mathematics. Isn't that amazing? Math is cool, isn't it? People want to argue with math. They say, no, it's not. It's not arguable.
Mm-hmm.
So, amazing. We need to do some more videos as well, but I want to get you back on, Greg. I'm going to get you scheduled for next week.
Yep.
Amazing discussion.
I was going to say, okay, now, this is easy math. I like to simplify things with math. You know, I had a tough time with number four calculus, okay?
Fact.
So, you know, I did have a tough time. So I'll say, it's easy for people in America. Everybody listening, we have one cartel. We don't have several cartels.
Yeah,
we have one cartel from the U.S.-Mexican border
We've
all the way.
Down. We just...